I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
We'll keep track of that, those guys over there, mediocre, right? They're up to no good, really. Let's see here. Oh, I'm Mark Levin. Welcome, America. We'll be taking your calls at the bottom of the hour, even though we have a ton to do here. But you know what? It's important to get your input from time to time, I feel. So we have a pulse on America, which, of course, you're America, and we want your pulse. Takeover of D.C. wins praise from residents, business owners, as crime plummets, and it just got kudos from the mayor of Washington, D.C. She's going to have to be drummed out of the Democrat Party. But I want to bring something to your attention, something I've been warning you about. I watch some people on TV, I listen to some people on radio, not many actually, but they're getting cocky. Republicans can never lose a presidential election, at least not in the next 10 to 20 years. Now, that is ridiculous. So Blaze Media, which is a very good site if you want to check it out, theblaze.com, Democrats' shocking victory in Iowa raises alarm for GOP Courtney Wheel at The Blaze. Caitlin Dre easily defeated her Republican opponent in a district Trump won by double digits less than a year ago. A Democrat easily won a special election in a deep red Iowa State Senate district on Tuesday, raising serious concerns for Republicans in the state and across the country. According to unofficial reports from the Woodbury County Auditor's Office, Democrat Caitlin Dre, a 37-year-old activist for abortion rights and gun control, soundly defeated Republican Christopher Prosh for the open District 1 Senate seat, representing the Sioux City area, 55-44%. Donald Trump carried Woodbury County by 23 points less than 10 months ago. Once Dre is sworn in office, Republicans will no longer hold a supermajority in the Iowa Senate, as they have for the past 3 years. I'm just really incredibly honored that the folks in Senate District 1 believed in this campaign as much as the team did, and I'm looking forward to representing them, he said. Or she said, or whatever. The leftists in politics and the media crowed much more loudly, flaunting the results as a harbinger of things to come in 2026 midterms and beyond. Iowans are seeing Republicans for who they are, self-serving liars who will throw their constituents under the bus to rubber stamp Donald Trump's disastrous agenda. And they're ready for change, said a statement from DNC chair Ken Martin, according to Fox News. Of course, He's a brain patient. Our state is ready for a new direction, and Iowa Democrats will... shut up, you idiot. I wouldn't read that much into it. Every special election is a snapshot of voter energy, and the picture emerging in 2025 suggests a Democrat Party building to something larger. Perhaps a blue wave in 2026, gloated Midas Touch News. Few Republicans tried to shrug off the loss. Republican Party Iowa Chair Jeff Kaufman, for instance, even seemed to suggest that Democrats cared more about winning the race than his party did. Folks, this needs to be taken seriously. My colleague Steve Deese, Blaze TV host, said last night, and he's from Iowa, last night we suffered quite the loss in the most Republican part of Iowa, the kind of special election loss that should be a wake-up call for Republicans nationwide. Now, nobody's talking about this, or very few. Governor Kim Reynolds, Republican, called a special election after Republican State Senator Rocky DeWitt died of pancreatic cancer in June. DeWitt won the 2022 District 1 state Senate race by 10 points. Now, Dre's victory marks the second unexpected Democrat win in Iowa in 2025. Back in January, Democrat State Senate Mike Zimmer won a special election in Senate District 35 in eastern Iowa, which Trump carried by over 20 points in November. I don't know enough about what's going on there, but maybe these Republicans are a little too rhino. Maybe they're like, you know, Isaac Shore or those kinds of Republicans, more chameleon-like. I don't know. Courtney Well is a senior editor for Blaze News, by the way. She's quite good. But this is what I say. Don't get cocky. Not to you, but to all these other people. Don't get cocky. I hear some of these neophytes who go on TV and they go on about, how can we ever lose? What are you talking about? Of course you can lose. What if you could delay your next two mortgage payments? That's right. Imagine putting these two payments in your pocket and finally getting a little breathing room. Imagine doing that. It's possible, you know, when you call American Financing right now. If you're feeling stretched by everyday expenses and those damn credit cards, you're not alone. Most Americans are putting these expenses on credit cards. Doesn't seem to be a way out. You know what the average interest rate is on a credit card right now? It's over 23%. That's nuts. American Financing can show you how to use your home's equity to pay off that debt. It's called consolidating your debt all into one loan in your mortgage. Get the lower interest rate, and you can deduct up to $40,000 on that interest on your federal income taxes. Some of you have a very low mortgage rate, but you're paying through the teeth on your credit card interest. Well, you need to combine them. Combine them. Call American Financing today before you get to a point where you can't make these payments, folks. They're salary-based mortgage consultants. Now, why is that important? Because if people are commission-based, you know, they're going to be much more, you know, pressuring you. If you're salary-based, there's no pressure. And they're helping homeowners just like you structure the loans and consolidate debt, all without upfront fees. And their customers are saving on average $800 a month, $10,000 a year. Can you imagine that? In other words, why burn $10,000 a year? It's your money. Call American Financing today, 888-900-1828. 888-900-1828. 888-900-1828. Or visit AmericanFinancing.net.
NMLS 182334. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. APR for rates in the fives start at 6.327% for well-qualified borrowers. Call 888-900-1828 for details about credit costs and terms.
62% of Americans support sanctions on Russia's trading allies, Reuters reports. You see, ladies and gentlemen, Americans do not like Putin. They detest him. They want Ukraine to win, but you wouldn't know it if you listened to the isolationist fake MAGA reprobates who have their heads so far up Putin's butt, it's coming out his right nostril. 62% of Americans support sanctions on Russia's trading allies. Most Americans support a bid to sanction Russia's trading partners as a way to put pressure on Moscow to end its war in Ukraine. According to a new Reuters Ipsos poll, the three-day poll, which concluded on Sunday, showed 62% of respondents back sanctioning Russia's trading partners. Strategy President Trump has partially embraced and has threatened to expand to include China. He just increased the tariff on India by 25%, so India now has a 50% tariff on their oil, on the oil that they're buying. Trump has in recent weeks engaged in intense diplomacy, as you know. He, who has reportedly said he would like to win a Nobel Peace, you know, the media are just sick. Now, the president is threatened to, why shouldn't he get a Nobel Prize? Obama even said he got a Nobel Prize for nothing. Obama got a Nobel Prize because he figured out where the men's room is in the, you know, off the Oval Office the first day in office. Hey, give him a Nobel Prize. It's so damn political. Really is. Some 76% of Trump's Republicans in the Reuters poll said they support sanctions on Russian trade partners as a way to stop the war, as did a modest majority, 58% of Democrats. Let me underscore this point. When you hear these clowns, some of them are podcasters, who go on about Putin and Russia and trash Ukraine and Zelensky, 76% of Trump Republicans said they support sanctions on Russian trade partners as a way to stop the war. Only 58% of Democrats. These isolationist fake MAGA pukes have been wrong about everything. Wrong about your views on bombing Iran's nuclear sites. Don't you feel better that those sites were bombed? Seriously. Don't you feel better about it that they don't have nukes? The Reuters poll gathered responses from 1,022 U.S. adults nationwide and blah, blah, blah. I thought you'd find this interesting. Because you might have thought 76% of Democrats were in favor and 58% of Republicans. No. Three out of every four Republicans said yes, sanction Russia's trade partners. In other words, to crush Russia economically and get them to stop attacking Ukraine. We have 94% of MAGA Republicans who supported Trump bombing those nuclear sites. Do you see how completely out of sorts, out in radical left field, these fake MAGA blowhards are? I'll be right back.
Mark Levin. This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
When the North State weather takes its toll on your roof, trust the experts who know the best. Hunter Roofing has been protecting homes and businesses throughout the North Valley for over 70 years. Our certified team delivers quality workmanship using premium materials built to withstand our hot summers and wet winters. Free estimates, competitive pricing, and a commitment to excellence that's made us Redding's most trusted roofing company. Continuing our legacy of craftsmanship and reliability, Hunter Roofing. Call us at 530-999-5622. 530-999-5622.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Erica, an English major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arne with a Constitution Minute.
The human soul is made to learn, and the highest things of life are the best things to learn. One of these, it turns out, is the way we govern ourselves, and one of the best examples of that is the Constitution of the United States. It explains what our government should look like and how it should function to best protect our rights. It was created to give us the freedom to make choices about the way we wish to live. Unfortunately, most colleges and universities today fail to teach our Constitution. When they do, they often denigrate it. This is dangerous because it is impossible to preserve our liberty if we don't understand where it comes from and how to protect it. Having a proper civics education is essential to preserving our freedom.
To learn more and get a free pocket Constitution, visit ConstitutionMinute.com.
This Constitution Minute was furnished by Hillsdale College.
Good looks, charm, smarts. It all adds up to the Mark Levin Radio Show.
I want to thank you folks out there, really, bottom of my heart. On Power was number one. Went to number four, jumped to number two last week. The more people who read it, the more who like it, and the more who purchase it and put the word out there to others. Word of mouth is a big deal. Now, I want to encourage you, when you buy books, to take a very careful look at who the author or authors are. Seriously. You understand what I'm saying. Take a very careful look. Because you want to make sure that the person whose name is prominently on there is the person who actually wrote the book. I guess one day they'll uncover this practice, but I just refuse to be part of that. Not so. My name's on the book because I wrote the book. Let's take some calls. Let us jump into the gene pool here. A lot of people have been waiting and waiting. They want to get into this subject of the shooter. So we're going to start from the top. Lydia, Tallahassee, Florida, the great WFLA. Lydia, go right ahead, please.
Hi. Good evening. Thank you. It's an honor to speak with you, Mark. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
I've been waiting, but it's such a pleasure. I've been listening to you almost every day for 10 years, but I know.
Whoa. Thank you.
Yes, here in Tallahassee. So, and I enjoyed your interview with Preston Scott. That was nice to hear you call in and have an interview with him.
He's very good.
WFLA.
Yeah, Preston's
very good.
I enjoyed talking to him.
He's not as good as you, but he's good.
Oh, he's good.
Right. he's sharp and witty though, but he does not roll any punch. He's good though. No, he's
very good.
It was nice to hear. Nice to hear you call. So while I was waiting, originally when the screener asked me, you know, I had my point, and then while listening to you while on hold, Mark, you said something that brought tears to my eyes. It was so eloquently said when you were talking about the different, you know, you don't judge the different faiths, and you said, quote, we are all unified in our faithfulness. That struck me so heavy. It was just, I thought maybe I need to do a little backstory here. So I was born in South Georgia, born into Latter-day Saints, and then raised Southern Baptist. So obviously I'm a Christian. My husband is Hindu. He lives in India. We got married 3 months ago in India. the ceremony.
By the way, I'll bet that was an unbelievable wedding.
It was Christian and Hindu ceremony. A Christian preacher came. Our marriage certificate is in Gujarati language and in English. Side note, by listening to Miss Winsome Sears, she was so inspirational.
Yeah.
Wonderful interview with her. If I was in Virginia, heck yes, that would be my vote.
Yeah.
But side note, we are going through legal immigration. It's costing us thousands and thousands of dollars.
It does. Yep.
It's going to still be about 2 years. It's painful. It's strenuous. But we chose this. So we have to do it the legit way. We have to honor the laws, and we have to do it the legal way. It was our decision. I want him here. So we have to honor that. As painful as it is to be away. That being said, when his family, him and his family, it's a joint home, found out about what happened today in Minnesota, they were eating dinner, their joint family dinner, 15 people living there, and called me and said they were all leaving to go to their village Hindu temple to pray, quote, for America.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
And
beautiful.
So for people to say that these, you know, people coming out saying prayer's not a part of it, it's not, well, prayer's everything of it, because to take it out is to minimize the entire event. So our pain is within their temple walls, as in their pain and grief. Right after our wedding, about a week after I left Gujarat, a few hours later, the same airport in Ahmedabad, a plane, the exact same Boeing 787 Dreamliner model, crashed, headed to London. Just a few hours after I took off on that same type model. So my pain was their pain. And last year, they all went to Hindu temple to pray for FSU, part of my community, at the shooting at Florida State University. You know, so as you said eloquently, we are unified in our faithfulness. You are absolutely right. We may have different faiths, but our prayers are connected.
Yes. I'm with you, kid. All right. And congratulations. I hope you have a wonderful marriage. You guys take care of each other, and God bless you, my friend. All right. Let's go to Tricia, Trumbull, Connecticut. The great WABC. Go right ahead, please.
Hi, Mark. You began talking about God at the beginning, and as well as this sick, angry, trans young man who killed those children this morning in Minneapolis. And I agree with you that we are lacking God in the general society. And I have your book, which you signed for me, Men in Black. I have your other books too. But I wanted to mention, since you mentioned you were, as long as the trans didn't get subsidized, that was okay with you.
No, I said I didn't say it's okay or not okay. I said, look, when it comes to little kids, I draw the line. But if you're an adult and you decide you want to do one or the other, not only is there nothing I can really do about it, that's on you. You see what I'm saying?
In the school. What?
I'm sorry, I can't hear her. I'm sorry, man. Don't hang up on her. Let's see if we can bring her back after the break. I'll be right back.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. We're a different kind of wireless company dedicated to serving people 50 and up, like me. Because let's face it, our needs are different. Big wireless unlimited plans are designed for 20-somethings, not us. At Consumer Cellular, we're focused on one thing, bringing you affordable, reliable rate plans that suit your needs, not ours. How do we do that? We start by using the same towers as the big guys, the exact same towers. We then create rate plans designed for your usage. The fact is, we can offer you an unlimited plan with the same network quality for less, because we understand how you use wireless services. Our plans start at just $20 a month. And forget trying to chat with robots. You'll get 100% U.S.-based award-winning customer service when you need help. Come find out how wireless should be and join the millions who have made the switch.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto paying, e-billing, C-side for additional facts.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
No pensé que fueras.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi there, it's a sunny reminder from Alliance Heating and Air. Thinking about going solar? Now's the time to act. The 30% federal solar tax credit may be ending December 31st, 2025. But if you install your system soon, you could still save an average of up to $12,700. Don't wait. Call Alliance Heating and Air at 530-221-2642 to lock in your savings. We make it simple, we make it smart, and that's why everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us.
Good morning, Redding. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Financial and tax professional.
He's passionate.
Just pathetic.
He's funny.
Get off the phone, you big dope.
And you always learn something. Mark Levin is on the radio. The Mark Levin Show. Where the Reagan Coalition meets every day. Call now, 877-381-3811.
You know, in a world that's gone fully digital, holding something real in your hands feels almost revolutionary, doesn't it? That's what Frontier Magazine is. Frontier Magazine is a piece of history you can touch. a lasting record of truth in a time when truth is too easily erased. And now Frontier from Blaze Media is back. Back with issue number 3, our boldest, most unapologetic edition yet. And with Frontier, you'll own something that can't be buried in an algorithm. Something that you can hold and look back on in years to come. That's how important this magazine is. And the only way to get it is through Blaze Unlimited. Blaze Unlimited, your all-access pass to every early event, access at Blaze, VIP treatment, members-only content, get access to every single host, every single program, our documentaries, our investigations. It's a premium experience, and you're going to love it. Everybody who gets it loves it, but here's the deal. The first 50 people who respond to this will save $40 and get digital access to everything I'm talking about, including the two earliest magazines. Just go to blazeunlimited.com/Levin, blazeunlimited.com/LEVIN, and use code BLAZE50, BLAZE50. That's blazeunlimited.com/LEVIN, code BLAZE50. Unlock the truth and the experiences you can't get anywhere else. You're going to love it. You're going to get hooked on it. You're going to get addicted to it. But it'll be a good addiction. By the way, happy birthday to my Chabad rabbi, Chaim Cohen. Great guy. Great guy. Happy birthday, Rabbi. Let's go back to Tricia in Trumbull, Connecticut, who I hope is still there. Are you there, Tricia?
Yes, I am, Mark.
All right, that's a better connection.
So, good. Our sixth society, the godless part you were talking about, when we go away from the founding principles and moral principles of our country, is promoting this trans and other like unhealthy ideas and behaviors. We're promoting it in the schools, the universities, the hospitals, the medical schools, prisons, jails, and we were in the military. I don't know if Pete Hegseth has taken care of that actually yet, but as you wrote...
Well, I don't think it should be promoted anywhere. I really don't. I don't like it being promoted anywhere. And as a matter of fact, I don't like all this sex stuff being promoted, period, to be perfectly honest with you, anywhere. And I do believe in the promotion of God. I don't believe there's any constitutional prohibition from having God in the public square. I mean, God's mentioned 4 times in the Declaration of Independence, for crying out loud. And our nation was founded on Judeo-Christian principles. And that's what distinguishes this country from most others. So I don't want to be misunderstood. I'm just saying if somebody's an adult and they decide that they want to trans to this or that, there's nothing I can do about that. What am I supposed to do about it?
Well, Mark, there are consequences, as you wrote in Men in Black over 20 years ago, 20 years ago. I have your signed copy. Got it at
Go ahead and read it.
Concert. So you wrote about the overturning by the U.S. Supreme Court of anti-sodomy laws.
Correct.
And if I read it correctly, that this led
to... The overturning by the Supreme Court of anti-sodomy laws in the states. Which has nothing to do with what I'm saying right now. In other words, there, the Supreme Court shouldn't have been involved. Period.
Well, I'm trying to make an analogy of how that led directly to enabling same-sex marriage. The analogy I'm trying to make is...
And I don't believe the Supreme Court should have ruled on that either.
Well, I agree. But when you have society turning away, and the institutions, the courts, turning away from the moral principles and recognition of God's
law. Look,
life.
Here's the difference between radical Islam and us. We don't have courts that exist for the purpose of going through the Bible and ensuring that everybody follows the Bible. People need to do that voluntarily. People need to be persuaded. People need to be influenced. Families need to have a relationship with God. Children need to be raised a certain way. But we don't have courts like that, nor should we. And so when the court pushes God out of the classroom and that classroom is run by a town or a state, that is wrong. Wrong, in my view. The court should stay out of it. When the courts got involved in the issue of marriage, that was wrong when the Supreme Court did. Unless, of course, it violates some part of the Constitution specifically. So I don't agree with where you're going on this. If you think the courts should be, in effect, instituting a religious dogma, then we're going to have a big problem, because some religions disagree, maybe somewhat, maybe a lot, and then we have a problem. Are you there? I'm sorry. Hope I didn't upset her. Our courts are not religious courts. They're not. That's the distinction between the Bible and the Quran, as a matter of fact. The Quran has very specific laws that are to be instituted, right down to the nitty-gritty. Right down to the nitty-gritty. We don't do that. If you're a practicing Jew, there are certain requirements that your faith has. If you're a practicing Christian, there are certain requirements that your faith have. If you're a practicing whatever, there are certain requirements that your faith have. And that's why people should be free to exercise their religious faith. Now, I'm not talking about radical Islamists who would use the opportunity to destroy everybody else's religious faith. That's not my point either. Everybody knows what I'm saying. My point is very simple, and I've written about it not only in Men in Black, Liberty and Tyranny, in my current book on power, and so forth and so on. The reason the Judeo-Christian value system is so important is because of its focus on God as the sovereign and the children of God as sovereign here on earth. Not because we have Judeo-Christian courts and judges. No. It's because in a free society like ours, we can practice our faith. We can promote it. We can proselytize. We can raise our children a certain way. That's why when the government gets in the way, like in schools, telling our kids that X is good when our faith and we tell them that it's bad, doing things behind our backs, trying to raise our kids as opposed to us raising our kids, trying to indoctrinate our kids and so forth, that's why we fight it. Parental rights is what we believe in. That's what we believe in. Separation of church and state, that's not in the Constitution. But what is in the Constitution is the First Amendment. The free exercise, and by the way, you're right not to have somebody else's faith imposed on you. I can only imagine what judges would do. Think about this. Look what they're doing already without this power. Look how these trial courts are destroying our country. Do we really want these same left-wing Democrat judges making decisions about our faith? No. 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 Children are vulnerable. Children are vulnerable. Parents should have authority over their children. I mean, assuming they're not, you know, criminals. But you get my point. Not somebody else's parents. You, the parent. I don't think this is terribly complicated. I really don't. If some guy's 37 years old and he lives three houses down from me, and he decides that he wants to go through a procedure, maybe there's multiple procedures, I don't know. I'm not an expert on this. That's not even close to knowing much about it at all. That he wants to go this way rather than that way, there's nothing I can do to stop that person. Nothing. I don't have authority to do anything. But if it's a minor, it's a child, the state has a duty to protect them. To protect them, not exploit them. Not exploit them. And what we find among Democrats is they're exploiting them. I hope that makes some sense. I don't want to spend all night on this, by the way. Bob, in Russia. Moscow, on the Mark Levin app. How are you, sir?
Yes, sir. Hey, doing
hopefully they
good.
Won't come knocking on your door tonight saying, you called who? You come with us. Anyway, go ahead, Bob.
No, I've listened to your show for years over here. Hey,
thank you.
What they need to do is Trump should go to Bondi, the attorney general, and start arresting these doctors for using puberty blockers in children under the age of 18 because it is a non-FDA-approved use of those drugs.
Now, by the way, this killer did not have any procedures that we know of. Maybe there's something else but that we don't know about. So he changed his name, but apparently he didn't change his genitalia. And he started to get confused even later and have some doubts about it based on the manifesto, which is another reason why children, that is, 18 or under, that's why, or young people, that's why permanent changes shouldn't be made because, you know, kids get confused. You know, their hormones are popping all over the place. Anyway, go ahead, Bob.
Not even life-altering drug changes. Look what puberty blockers do in kids. Look what roid rage for those girls that want to become boys. They're given steroids. Look at the roid rage that affects people, human weightlifters that we went through, football players. We saw that. We need to stop this abuse of children by doctors that are in
when
it for
money.
When
did this even become a thing, you know? Wasn't a thing when I was a kid. You never even heard of this stuff.
I agree. That's why we need to get President Trump and Robert Kennedy to get executive orders and laws written that the use of these drugs under 18 is illegal. And the change.
Well, you say get these laws written. First of all, they're state laws, not federal laws. And secondly, you'd have to get them passed. They're not going to pass in Democrat states because they promote this crap.
But can they make it, and since they're using a federally drug-approved drug?
No, it doesn't work. No, I don't think so. I don't think so. But look, I don't know. Again, this is not something I have focused a lot on. Maybe I should focus on it more.
I'm a pharmacist, and they did that with minoxidil when it was first used for hair restoration. It was illegal for pharmacists to make it because it was a non-approved use.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's an interesting thought. I don't know the answer.
And I
All
don't
right,
know
Bob.
Legally for sure, but it's something to look at. We need to protect the kids.
Well, that's different. Protecting the kids, I agree with you. But you went beyond that, didn't you?
That protects them.
But you went beyond the kids, didn't you?
No.
You said outlaw the drugs.
At 18, they can do what. At 18, they can do whatever they want.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you. I mean, and how would you stop them anyway if they're 28 years old?
You can't stop them. Well, if it's illegal to use the drugs, you just make the drugs illegal. But even here in Russia.
Okay, but you make the drugs illegal, but a lot of times this has very little to do with drugs and everything to do with surgery.
Right, but what you do is you make it under 18 illegal to have the surgery, and those children need psychiatric and psychological help.
I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree with you. I'm just not sure how you do it. Maybe you could pass a federal law. I don't think they'd get it passed through the Democrats in the Senate with the filibuster, but maybe that's the way to go. What are you doing in Moscow, by the way? Am I allowed to ask?
No problem. I am teaching over here, but I'm also over here because I have a neurological issue with my muscles, and the drugs I use are only available from Germany and France. And Russia at the time, 8 years ago, was the cheapest place to live that I could obtain the drugs in this country to use. When I come home to visit America, I have to disclose the drugs and show them to the inspectors at customs to have them approve them to be brought into the country.
So they're not legal in America?
They're not FDA approved in America.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the issue.
You had to leave the country in order to take this medicine.
Yes, sir. Like many people that have traveled abroad to get medical treatments, that aren't available in the United States because it's all controlled in the United States.
And how long have you lived in Moscow?
8 years. The European system is set up, they want to either cure what's wrong with you or give you the best possible option. We're in America, our healthcare system.
Although there aren't a lot of drugs that are not available in Europe in very rare disease cases, they've socialized healthcare and they won't pay for it. We've had cases where kids and others have come to the United States because they can't get access to certain drugs.
Yeah, but these drugs are all approved in the European healthcare system.
All right. All right, my friend. Very interesting call. I appreciate it. We'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. What it take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Medicare drug plans change every year, and 2026 is no exception. Premiums may rise, deductibles can change, and sometimes plans even leave or close. HICAP is here to help you review your coverage. Services are always free. Call HICAP today at 530-223-0999. That's 530-223-0999. Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program, HICAP. Helping you stay informed, protected, and covered. This program is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $341,698 with 100% funding by ACL, HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor the endorsement by ACL, HHS, or the U.S. government.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday. Right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Mature American citizens. AMAC is the choice for Americans who care deeply about preserving the principles that have guided this nation for generations. As a member of the Association of Mature American Citizens, you'll receive access to fantastic benefits and discounts on travel, insurance, prescription services, as well as exclusive member-only tools and resources. And one of my personal favorites, the AMAC magazine, packed packed with meaningful content, insightful interviews, and updates you won't find anywhere else. Right now, you can join for as little as $1.20 a month. Hello, with a 5-year membership. That's an incredible value. So don't wait. Go to amac.us/livein. That's amac.us/LEVIN. Become a member right away. Stand with AMAC. Help keep the values we hold dear going strong for future generations. That's amac.us/LEVIN.
Driving liberal elites crazy with a dose of common sense. This is the Mike Levin Show. The Mike Levin Show.
First of all, I want to thank you all today. Listeners, callers have been fantastic. Really thoughtful points and questions. I'm very appreciative of that. Actually makes me think about a lot of this. And it's been a very hard day for the country, but especially those families that lost loved ones today in Minnesota. And we do pray for them. And we are deeply sorrowful for what they had to go through and what they're still going through, of course. And those little kids who are gone, just horrendous. Horrific. As we move out of summer, fun, and back to the grind, the daily commute becomes a critical part of life. You're putting thousands of extra miles on your vehicles, and with it comes the risk of costly breakdowns. Don't let an unexpected repair bill for your car derail your budget. CarShield offers low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plans that can save you from out-of-pocket expenses. The plan with CarShield is easy on your checkbook with flexible payment options, offers protection for some of the most expensive repairs. CarShield even includes 24-hour roadside assistance, towing, rental car benefits with qualifying repairs. Yes, they have a number of options available to you depending on your budget and your needs. But don't wait for a breakdown. You want to always plan ahead. You want to plan ahead. Get CarShield like Mr. Producer did. He has CarShield protection on his 2018 Subaru Forester. Get your free quote. Get 20% off. 20%. That's a big deal at CarShield. CarShield.com/Levin. Go to CarShield.com/LEVIN or call 800-995-4766. That's 800-995-4766 or carshield.com/Levin. carshield.com/LEVIN. Coverage varies by plan. You can view the contracts and exclusions at carshield.com or just give them a call. 800-995-4766. I cannot recommend them strongly enough. In other words, go get them. I want to thank you folks again for listening and these excellent calls. And prayer is very, very important. We salute our armed forces, police officers, firefighters, emergency personnel, our truckers, the families that lost loved ones, and of course you, the great American people. By the way, if you think about it, grab your copy of On Power on Amazon.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.